Weiter in Shasir and Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Dal. Pick up on Chaf Gimel Beis. What's the bottom of the page? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up. First word in the line. Gufa. We started this a little bit, but now let's get into it. Gufa. Tashila, Tani Shila. Shila taught and said, "My time in Eliezer. What's the reason of Eliezer that he says that you're not allowed to go out and buy your para aduma from an Avodah Zarah? Nick, Dichsev, because the pasuk says that Daberel Bnei Yisrael v'yikchu. Says that speak to the Jewish people." V'yikchu and Bnei Yisrael yakichu ve'ein over the kachom yakichu. You can read the word yikchu as yakichu, and we know that Bnei Yisrael are the ones that go ahead and they can go. They could. So they're saying Bnei Yisrael could sell and only and not the goyim. Elamiata, Frank the Gemara, but Elamiata Dabar Bnei Yisrael v'chuli truma. It says you should give a truma. This is talking about towards the stuff that was given to the Mishkan to build the Mishkan. And is used the same type of lashon. Hachin nami de bnei Yisrael yakichu. You want to sort the darshin or yichu to read yakichu, and it's only bnei Yisrael that you're allowed to take the stuff from, and not veinov's gacham yakichu. You can't take from the guy. Chite mechanam, but you say, yeah, it's true. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shalos Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, who's the one we're talking about over here, right? Ad heichan kibud aveim. How far does the mitzvah of kibud aveim go? Amar Lami says to him, Suru, go take a look and see. Ma asa over kachav bechad love is Ashkelon. Take a look at what this guy did in Ashkelon. As she says, v'kolsha ken yisrael shebetzuva akach. Certainly a Jew is betzuva on this. But look how far he went for his father. V'dama ben nesina. His name is Dama nesina. Pamach is picture man avodam d'efod. One time they asked him stones, precious stones for the ephod. Right, this is what the Kohen Gadol used to go and you wear. And they had the straps and the stones on each of the straps and the names of the shvatim. So the stones for it, so they had the stones. Beep, turned the page. Choftal al-Manal. Beshishim riboy schar. And they would have paid him 600,000 gold dinarim. Says Rashi, shishim riboy dinar. How you wrote sin litain lo revach. They wanted to go and to give him that forever. Kahana masti bishmona. Bishmonim riboy. Right? Was shishim, it was shmonim riboy. He said it was 80,000. The keys to the safe were hiding under his father's head. Velotzir, when he didn't want to go out, his father was sleeping. He didn't want to wake him up. Rashi's like, Tito, Mishnah, so. He didn't want to wake him up. Oh, so what do you see over here? Unbelievable. Rabbi Eliezer brought down the story. We see Rabbi Eliezer himself allows to buy this stuff for the Beis Hamikdash from a guy. But according to Rabbi Eliezer's understanding, you want to say, Daber ben Yisrael v'yichu v'yikichu, you wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. And for the Gemara, no. Avnei Shoam mavsik inyan. The words after they show them go out and they stop the flow, right? Because the pasuk says that b'nei Yisrael v'ichuli truma, and then it keeps going and it says all the different things, and then the next pasuk in Zion, that the first part is in pasuk Beis, pasuk Zion, it doesn't say v'avnei shom, it says avnei shom. V'avnei milum leifud v'lechoshen. It clearly stops the inyan over there, and they say from there on it doesn't have to be. Only for the v'yichu v'yikichu doesn't apply. Rashi says, "Me the loke said ve'avnei shom get the said bekulu v'kasev v'nechoshev v'ketreles v'agaban v'oros hifseka inyan v'lokayav v'yikichu." There's no longer going back on that. Effect the gemara v'hav v'avnei miluim ksev, but right afterwards it says ve'avnei miluim, which is using that vav again. Right? Rashi says, "Right v'avnei miluim ksev dehader arvinu." This is lemilsa kamaisa. The literature brings it back to answer, back to the Gorava, the Hadar, Arvain, again, it brings it back together. So therefore, what it's telling you is it does link it back, and therefore these things also is vehicle vehikichu. If the Gemara ve'od, and not only that, Katani Sefer, we look at the Sefer of that, it says, L'shana Acheres, the next year, no the low para Duma Bajo. There's a para Duma that's born in Dabban Ben Asinas in his flock. Rashi says, doesn't have that issue over there. Nichzu Chacham Yisrael, so the Chum came to him to go and buy for a paraduma. Amar Lahem, Dami Nesina said, Yodei Ani Bachem, I know of you. Shem Ani Mevakesh Bichem Kol Mamed Sheba Olam Atod Osam. If I would ask you all the money in the world, you'd give it to me, right? Because you need it. Brachsav Ani Mevakesh Bichem Ela Osam Mamed Sheba Sadi Bishalaba. I just want the money I lost out from my father for honoring my father. Since Rabbi Eliezer, again, he brought this down over here, we see Rabbi Eliezer himself allows using a paraduma from a guy, from the Avodah Zarah. I could say Rabbi Eliezer would use a pasuk Vichav Eikichu to the Aseret. And for the Gemara, no. Hasam Aide Tagri Yisrael Zavin. Rashi says, Sirso Yisrael. There was a middleman, and that middleman he was Jewish, right? As again, Sisa Yisrael, Lacha Mishalo, Minovicham, he bought it from the guy, and then La'atzma V'chazimachal Tzib, but then he sold it to the Tzib over there. So the Gemara, okay, so now, we didn't knock up Rabbi Eliezer Shtickle over here. Now we ask him another case. Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Chayish L'Revia. Why is Rabbi Eliezer worried about the fact that maybe they mach the haimish with the animal, and therefore it should be awesome. That says L'Shila Parchinan, B'tani, Ketayim with Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Kicha. They're asking the Kasha, how could you go, you're not worried that maybe someone was with that Paraduma? Well, Tani wants to the Bari, so Amr Lo L'Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa L'Kachu, Min Ovi Kachavim V'dam Shmo. And what's happened? They bought the Paraduma from this Vodazarni because it was the Ben Sina. Barmala Ramitz, some say his name was Ramitz. Amr Lahan, Rabbi Eliezer, Misham Raya, will you bring a Raya from there? Yisrael, how you Misham, 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 Shanoda. There was a Jew that was watching over it from the time it was born. They know that there was no hanky panky going on over there. And therefore, it's no issue why you can't buy from them. So we see that the reason Rabbi Eliezer would normally say that it's us to get the Paraduma from Vodazarni is that he's not worried about this, and that the issue would normally be that is that someone was slept with this animal, right? That's really what the issue is, and not from the pasuk of Yichu Ve'yikichu, but over here we get out of that issue because of the fact that someone was watching all the time. And we're like, well, no, Rabbi Eliezer is tired to Yisla. He has two issues there. Kicha is one of them, lashon of a kicha that's used over there, that only a Jew, you only buy from a Jew. V'chayish namli Raviyah, he's also worried about the fact of Raviyah. Right, so he would matter the use of this only when two things are worked out. You can only buy it through this middleman. The Jew buys it and buy it from the Jew. And secondly, you have to make sure it's guarded from the very beginning, period. Now, Amar Mar, we're going back into it a little bit. Yisrael, how you mishavim with some Mishal Shanoda. We say that the Jew was watching it from the moment that it was actually born. They know that nothing happened to it. And that's why you let it use it as a paraduma. Sizgar, hold on a second. V'nechash doma rivi le'ima. Ki hava mi'abra. Maybe they slept with the mother of the paraduma, she was pregnant with it, and therefore that would pass the paraduma. Dami Rava, Vlada Nogachas Asura. If you have a Rashi says Vlada Nogachas Parash and Nacha Yisrael Kishehi Meuberes. Let's say you have a cow that's pregnant and it goes and it gores a Jew, umase, and then dies. Vlada Pasul the carbon. The Vlad is Asur for to use as a carbon. Says the Gemara, Vlad. Hanogachas Asura, he uvlad danachu, because it's like she and the baby also were part of the goring process. Right? She says that he uvlad danachu v'nogach shenogach be'ed echad o al pi abaylim shehodu me'atzman ve'ein edem bedavar eno niskal v'armino b'teres kohanim min hatzon lehotzias hamukta If you have a cow that comes along and he gores a person, then what happens? They go and they kill it, skila. But this is only if you have two edim that actually saw this is going on. Let's say there's only, like Rashi says here, it's only one aid, or the bialim, the owner himself, admits that happened over here. Then the cow, what happens? They go ahead and they keep the cow alive. They don't soak, they don't stone the cow. Now we learn in Torah's Khan him something that minatzon lahotzi es hamuksa uminatzon vav yaser lahotzi es hanogach. There's a drasha that's going on over here, and that is that the pasuk says minatzon. There's from the animals you go and you bring as a carbon. What do you mean from them? It means that there are certain types that you actually are not allowed to be brought as a carbon. And we learn out an additional thing besides the things that brought over there. We learn from the Vav that Yisera Lahotzias Anogach, that if it goes to Gech, it also can't be brought as a carbon. So that's the Gemara. Vlad the Nirba Asura. So we say also, not only this, but also the one, the Vlad, that got sodomized, of a sodomized cow, could also be also to be brought as a carbon. He, Uvlad the Nirba, because it's considered like both of them got Fishpacht over here. So therefore, why aren't we worried about this that happened over here, and therefore it's no good? It says Gemara, Eima Yisrael Hayu Mishamim Osam Mishal Shenotzra, that the Jew was guarding over from the time it was conceived. Rashi says Bimei Eima, like one Mefarish Mina Yadei Dehai Vlad Adam. In the future, we'll explain how we knew that it was a paraduma in the first place. Okay, but point is, it was watched from an even earlier point over there, and therefore we're good to go. Says the Gemara, hold on, why aren't we worried about the fact that the animal was was sodomized before he became pregnant, and that's also going to disqualify the future paraduba. The time I learned to the Mishnah, Tamura, kol psulim legabe mizbeach, anything that can't be brought as a mizbeach, vladose mutarim. The vlados of those are mutar. I says othsam shinis avu behen achreikin. If they got pregnant afterwards, the vlad is fine. Betani Allah. But on that, guess what? Rabbi Eliezer oser. He's the one who comes along and he answers. So how can Rabbi Eliezer say that don't see this red cow can be okay because his mother maybe was guarding from the time that it was conceived, the baby, when he is the one who says that even if it happened beforehand, it would be no good. So says Gemara. Now, let's understand. We're still in our question. Everything would go well according to Rava. The machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer says Rashi and Rabbi Elon says Rabbi Kishen Mukdashin. Because tomorrow, the first time with Rabbi Eliezer, we show him the Bazia Milsa. That's where the machlokas would be, and that the Tanakam would say it's Mutter, Rabbi Eliezer say it's us. Rabbi Kishen Chulin. But both of them are Chulin and Direk Komatar. I was going to say that it's going to be Mutter. Okay, that would work out well. Everything was fine. But Elul Rav Huna Bar Chinana Amarav Amarav Nachman. But according to him, right the way that he explains Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokas Kishinirbu Kishin Chulin. The Machlokas didn't have a comment. And Rabbi Eliezer is when it was for Shparach when it was still in a state of Chulin. In this case, the Tana of the Mishnah is going to matir if the baby was conceived after Rabbi Eliezer Aser Avkshem Ugdashin, but if they were fishpracht, when they were muktash, they would call us, and everyone's going to say that it was us, sir. But Michael, what do you do now? Because Rabbi Eliezer, since Rabbi Eliezer is going to say even the one that was chulin, it's still going to be a problem, right? If it was fishpracht, even before conceived, how could they say that Rabbi Eliezer's paraduma is going to be fit? Because his mother was guarded from the time that conceived. That they were guarding the mother of this cow from the time that mother was in the womb, and knew that she wasn't sodomized even before conceiving this thing. So not only were they watching the paraduma from the time it was conceived, but its mother also the time it was conceived. Aren't we worried about maybe the mother's mother was fishpracht? No, it says we don't go that far. If only the mother's mother was Shishpach, then the next one is fit to be used as a paraduma. And we don't go that far. Kulei Ha'ilohoshin. Hamar ma, Yisrael Yimashem Osam Mishal Shenotzua Mino Yadinan. How can we watch when the time was formed? How are they supposed to know that there's going to be a red heifer that's going to come from it? All right, folks, sorry. I'm a popular guy. What am I supposed to do? Shut this phone here. Now Mino Yadinan. How do we know it's going to be a red heifer in the first place that we should go to watch it? Amar Rav Kahana. Kos adoma virum lefaneh b'shasha ole alea zachar. They pass a cupful of red liquid before the mother at the time that a male is fishpraching, and that's going to cause it to be a red heifer. Fascinating. So they were waiting for this to actually happen. If that's really true, then why is the red heifer so expensive in theory of like anyone's able to go and do it? For the Gemara, holu shtei sairos posesba, because even two black hairs, right, or Rashi says shchoros alavanos, two hairs, two black hairs or white hairs, pasalit. Therefore, even if it comes out, has to be paraduma tamima, complete and total, and therefore, even though in the shtick won't necessarily make it a complete and total one. Umayishna did who? Why they did only with the Gaisha cows? Umayishna did who? Says Rashi, Dazli Sol, Vaavde, Dilidin Nachri, Navid Ha Milsa, Bebehemis Yisrael. Why don't you with the Jewish one? Amrav Kahana, Bemuchzekes. Because they did it with a cow that already had a chazakah of tendency to bring out these type of cows. Rashi says, Min Mishpachos Paros. Hayulo ledam ben esina muchzakos leled vlados adumin ba'avaras kosin. They had a track record of doing such a thing, and therefore they did it with them. Now we have another machlokas actually. Oh, actually, let's take a look. Continuing this discussion here between Eliezer and the Chachamim about whether you can buy the paraduma from a guy. Yosef Rabbi Ami of Yitzchak Nafcha, Akla Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Of Ami of Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting on the porch of Yosef Nafcha, where she says, Furka, Lefnei Traklin, right outside. Pasuk Chad Minayav Amar, one of them started talking. V'chein Rabbi Eliezer, Posa B'chola, Karbanos Kulan. And also Rabbi Eliezer would passel all the carbonos you buy from a guy. Rashi's mishum the chayes aviyos. Be worried that maybe they fishpacht with it. Pasuk hidach min avam. The other one spoke him. It says ma'el siulei chavroi l'Rabbi Eliezer. What did the chachamim say back to Rabbi Eliezer when he said that you can't bring use them for carbonos? Kol tzon keder yikavtzu lach. They said the pasuk says all the flocks of keder we've gathered to you, and they can be brought as a carbon. Right. This is the in Yeshaya they were in nevuos. That when the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebuild, the best sheep and goats of the Avodah Zarah next are going to be brought over there. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer, kulan gerim grurim heim el asid lavo. All the Avodah Zarahs are become converts to Yiddishkeit in the future, and the animals, therefore, are going to be accepted as korbanot. Says Rashi, grurim me atzva negroin, this guy, afo bishen mekablam asan, even though we're not going to be Mekabel them. We saw the Gemara much earlier, the Daf Gimel, that said that in Lasid Lavo, the Yidden, now Jews are going to want to convert also because they're going to see all the greatness, that we're not going to accept them because they're doing it for the wrong reasons, but they're going to start taking upon themselves Jewish stuff, and therefore we can accept it. My Rev Yosef, my crowd, what Pasuk is going to show this idea of their converting to Yiddishkeit, even though they're not really going to be accepted? Ki Ozepochel Amim Safa Verura, Pasuk in Tzvanya, for then I will change the nations to speak a pure language. See, Viter, nothing more. I'm like, bye, hold on a second. Maybe all they did is they stopped doing Avodah Zarah, but maybe they were still doing other things they shouldn't be doing. Rashi says, Kedachsev Lako Kula Mashem Hashem, Avam Rabbi Elohadar, right, Hadri. The end of that pasuk is that it says that they're going to have a pure language, they're going to call in the name of Hashem, and they're going to worship Hashem. Okay, very nice, but maybe they're still involved in sodomy. I mean, that's not going to happen. I'm like, Rav Yosef, La'avdo Shechem Echad Ksev. Just to worship Him with a united resolve is written at the end of that pasuk, showing that they're going to accept all the Torah, even though they're not going to be accepted. Fine, so therefore those kabbalas can be used. Rav Papa Masdiachi. Rav Papa says that, no, I actually went like this. Rav Zvid Masdiachi. Rav Zvid says the follows, right? In other words, if Papa explains like we just said, Rav Zvid says the following, we're going to see the Tavai army, and both of them said, V'chein hayu Rabbi Eliezer posa b'chol ha-kabbalas, says so too, did Rabbi Eliezer disqualify, you know, buying from a guy for all the karbanos, so tavayu amru, and both of them said, umay osiv loy, chavrohi l'Rabbi Eliezer, kol tzon ked l'yufsu lach, how do you answer that? Amru Rabbi Eliezer, kulam gerim gruyamim, l'asad lavo, umay kro, what possibly we have, ki oz epa, kaz alam, and sofa bura, l'ko kulam mishim Hashem, l'ask of Yosef, v'dilim me'avetz kucham hu d'arvi, l'hadri hu aval, and only that, and not other things, amalei, l'odul shchem, echad ksiv, and therefore, when they took everything on. Okay, now, basically what we're holding is that Eliezer was saying that the animals of the Avodah Zarah are not able to be used. Yeah, and that would be brought to Meisvei. That's the kasha. That Vayomer Moshe, Gam ata titein biyadinu zvachim v'olos. He's saying to Pyro, even you will give to us Zvachim and Olos, we're going to bring him as Kavanos Hashem. Koda Matan Torah Shani, everything about it's not a right to anything, because that was before Matan Torah. Toshema, really? Veikach Yisro, Chosim Moshe, Olos Zvachim Lelukim. It says that Yisro brought it, and it seems it was like it's brought, right? And it's coming from Midian. Yisro Nami Koda Matan Torah, he was also before Matan Torah. I only Chol Matan Torah, Yisro Koda Matan Torah, but that makes it works well. According to when it says Yisro before Matan Torah, Rashi says, the B'nei, Rabbi Chiev, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the Perek Basra, the Shechitas Kachem and Zvachim, Elaman Darav, according to what he says, beep, turn the page. Chavtalam Beis, Yisro La'acham at the Darava, that he was after Matan Torah. Michael, remember, we're going to say now, El Yisro Miso Zavan, Yisro bought these animals from Jews. Toshima, let's try again. Get to Rabbi Eliezer. V'yom Shaul Me'amaleki Hevium. This is Shaul, he took the B'nai Shaul and fought against Amalek. And what was he had to do? He was commanded to take no prisoners, don't take anything, destroy everything that had to do with Amalek. Instead of doing that, what did he do? He took Agag, who was the king of Amalek, he took him as a prisoner. And he took the best sheep from Amalek's stuff. And fine. When he came back, Shmuel came, asked him, what are you doing over here? Shaul says that... Yeah, Shaul. Shaul says they brought them from Amalek. Asher chamal ha'am al mitav atzav ha'bakar. They took mercy on the best of their stuff over there. Lamand zvoach l'Hashem l'kecha, in order to go ahead and to give it to Hashem as a carbon. So he wasn't supposed to do that. But the bottom line is we see that you can bring these type of carbonos for Hashem. My meitav, no. What does it mean? Meitav, d'mei meitav, means the value of them. They didn't actually try to go and bring the sheep themselves, but they were going to sell them and use the money to go ahead and buy good sheep from Yidden. Rashi says, l'mochon l'likros b'demeim, p'emi sesol agrif. Umay shna meitav. Why specifically the best of those? So that it's going to be a good sale. People are going to jump on it to go out to buy it. Rashi says, mecha, a good sale. Toshima, let's try again. Again, we're trying to knock off Rabbi Eliezer, said that you're not allowed to use a guy's stuff in order to bring us a carbon. Vayomer Arvana, Aravna, El David, Yikach V'ya'al Adoni HaMelech HaTov Be'enav. Re'ei abakar la'ola v'amorigin re'ugim u'klei abakar la'etzim. Okay, this is a story that happened in Shmuel. Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech, he counted the Jewish people, wasn't supposed to do that, and Hashem brought that there was this plague that came upon the people, and it killed tens of thousands of people, and God was able to tell him that David was told that it could be stopped by bringing carbonos to Hashem, and by the threshing floor that belonged to Aravna, and because that's where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be, and okay, Aravna was really thrilled that he wanted to do this, so he gave it to David as a gift, and also offered, you know, towards the carbonos, the gift carbonos for it also that David would bring. So Aravna said to David, let my lord, the king, take the offer, whatever is the proper in his eyes. See, the cattle are available for olah offerings, or the morigin, which I explain what that means, and, you know, other parts. Uklei abakar la'etzim, you could use stuff for firewood. Right, so we see clearly you're allowed to go and use things. Rav Nachman, Aravna ger toshev haya. He was a ger toshev. He kept the shev mitzvahs. Rashi says, shekibal shev mitzvahs b'dinoach v'revia b'chlal. Part of that is revia, so therefore we weren't worried that anything happened. My morigin, what's morigin? Amar ula mita shel turbil. It's a bed, a turbil bed. Mita shel turbil. Iza de course, the doishan. It's a toothed goat that threshes. It's a very large and thick board that has a lot of deep space grooves at the bottom, which makes it look like sharp teeth, and it was placed on the grain, and the animals were led over, and it would thresh over there. Fascinating. I'm Rav Yosef, Mikra. Well, how do you know that that's what it is? Because it says, Hine samtich lemorag acharitz chadash bal pipios. I made you like a new grooved morag with sharp teeth. Tadosh harim v'tadosh v'saduk gvos kamotz k'tashtim. You will thresh and pulverize mountains and the hills. You will make like chaff. Says Rashi, Alma Ladisha Abdulik, right? So we see clearly this is used for dash. Frank the Gemara again a question against everybody answer for the Pasuk says Vesa Paros Halu Allah Hashem. Pasuk and Shmuel. This was a time when the Plishtim they took the Aron Kodesh and they had it for a long time, 7 months. What happened was eventually they were sending it back to the Jews because they saw bad things were happening because they had it. And they sent back with them these cows. And what did they do? Suppose, hello, hello, Hashem, they use these cows for it all. That's just Ba'ansi Beit Shemesh, the people of Beit Shemesh, the towns where they got it. Mishtari Krah. Suppose, if you are in Meretz Lisham, the cows that came from there. Aye, how do you do such a thing, right? Clearly we see that these were coming from the garden when it was used. And from the garden, no. Harasha Haisa. That was a ruling only for that particular moment. There was a miracle that happened over there, right? Because they left there young and they traveled from Plishtim to Beit Shemesh. No one led them. They had sent these cows on their way on their own. Rashi's been for the nation, Nasi Yadayim, Shevio Aaron Me'atzman, Vein Ishman, Higan, they didn't guide it. Ves Beneim Kalu, Bebeis, Bebeis, Velo Goachere, Beneim, Elo, Lichu, Vamu, Shira, Kedil Kaman. Like we're going to see, they even said Shira, the cows. What that is that the story is that the Plishtim, they said, okay, we'll take nursing cows, you know, take the mothers, and we'll send the mothers out with it. And if they know how to go, they sent them in the direction, but they had no idea how to go. And they leave their babies, and they went against their teva, and they went immediately, and they dropped it off. Clearly, they saw that this is a different type of matzav, and they're allowed to go and use it. Hachanai mistabra, also makes sense, is the Talotemach, if you don't say that, then Ola Nikiva Miika, is there ever a female animal that's brought as a carbon Ola? Right, we know that it says that only a male is allowed to be brought over here. So clearly there's something going on over there. Omai Kushya, Dilma Bamas Yachid. Well, wait a second, what's your question? Maybe we're dealing with a Bamas Yachid, and therefore you're allowed to bring a female. Rashi says, Shari, the Hasam Bamas Yachid Havai, the Bama Gedola, Benov, Haisa Baosa Shah, Kishinilka Ha'aran, Vacharav Mishkan Shilo, Abolahan Benov. Ukidirav Adabarav, Adamrav Adabarava, Minayin La'ola Nekeva, she Kasher Bamas Yachid. Where do we know that a female Ola is allowed to be brought on a private thing? Shemrav Ikach Shmuel, Tele Cholav Echave Ola. Shmuel took a suckling lamb and offered up as an Ola, right? And there's no Hirosha over there, as far as we know. Rashi says, Taleh Chalev is Rachel, Minikas Benah. It means a lamb that's nursing its kid over there, and he brought it over there. So therefore, we have no raya that the cows brought above were Hirosha. Maybe it's just in a private thing over there. Says Gemara, Vayaleu Zachar Mashma. Just a little side note to that last point. Why he's saying that it was a nursing animal, Vayaleu, is a Lashon Zachar. And for the Gemara, no, I'm Rav Nachman. It's like Vayaleha, if it says Vayaleha, which is a female. Okay, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Omar, Rashi says right away, Hai to Ketani Le'el, Lochin Mehem LeKarbon, you're allowed to go and buy from a Vodazonix for a carbon, Lav Milsa Pshitzahi LeChol Behemoth. It's not like straight up for all Behemoths, because Rav had given an answer. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because if they sodomize their animals, it's going to either make them sterile or it's going to weaken them, and they wouldn't do that to their own animals, only to a Jew's ones. That's why you can't go and stable your animals with them. But their own animals you're allowed to buy from because they're not going to end up doing that because they don't want to ruin it. So now it says, there's a gvul. That is, it depends at what age and stage this happened. That is, that if, let's say this animal is less than 3 years, then Karis, what's going to happen if it gets sodomized, it will become sterile. Bashalushanim, if it's after his 3 years, the internet Karis, it's not going to become sterile. It's not going to get totally messed over. So the only time you're allowed to buy the animal from them is if it's a time that they're nervous it's going to become sterile, and that is if it's within the first 3 years. Eisvei kolhani tiyufta, so they asked the kasher of Yochanan with all the things that they asked earlier, all the different things that, like Rashi says, dahani koi, the sharu behema sovet kachavim lakrava, the matar ala krava, and shani luhu p'chusim b'ashal shanim, he answered all of them by saying, those psukim are talking about when they're less than 3 years old. What about the ones that they said they brought the animals up as an Ola LaHashem in Shmuel? Rav Yochanan says, oh yeah, they're less than 3 years old. If it's really true that they were less than 3 years old, then how are we going to understand the fact that the Pasuk says that they took these nursing cows and tied them to the wagon and they left their young babies at home? We see that these cows gave birth already. But can an animal less than 3 years old actually go ahead and give birth? But we learned that the Mishnah talks about if you go and you bought an animal from a guy and you don't know if it gave birth or not. You're not sure. Para v'chamor, if it's a cow or a donkey, b'no shalosh, then if it's 3 years old, then vadai lekohen. That is, if it's within the first 3 years, then vadai lekohen. If it has a kid, the next kid that it has, it for sure goes to the kohen because it's for sure bechor. Because before 3 years, it's not able to have kids. We can't veilich from then on, right? If it has a male offspring from after that age, then suffolk, we're not sure whether it's a bechor or not. But you see, it's not able to go out and give birth before that time. So how could you say that it's talking about that? How could we say that the cows I mentioned in that pasuk were less than that age if they gave birth? Ela mechvartek is the shanin and meikar. It must be like we answered originally, and the cows were actually, it was a harasha that was going on over there, and they were older. It was just a harasha. Okay, so again, what they did is they took these cows that were nursing their babies. And what do? They tied it to a wagon, and they put the aron on the wagon, and the cow was brought back there to show without even being led. And the pasuk says in Shmuel, Vayisharna Paras Baderech Aderech Beishemesh Vegomer. The cow set on the direct path towards, as in Vayisharna Yashar, straight to Beit Shemesh. Vay Vayisharna. What does this mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Sha'amu Shira. We explain this meaning. The Dars that they said Shira. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Sheyishru Pineim Keneged Aron Rav Mishira. The cows turned their faces towards the ark, and they started to sing Shira. Amay Shira Amu. What they say? Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. They said Az Yashir. Unbelievable. Rav Yochanan Didei Amar. He said himself, "Amarta mayomahu hodu l'Hashem kiru b'shmo," and you'll say on that day, "Give thanks to Hashem, declare His name." Another one, Rabbi Shimon Melakish Amar, "Mizmora yasma," the yaso mizmor. Rashi shelo husker shem amro, doesn't say the shem who says it. Mizmor shira l'Hashem shir chadash kine flo sasa ushia lo yumino azor kacho. Rabbi Yezel Amar, "Hashem alch yirgazu ami." As Hashem has reigned, let people's trembles. Rabbi Shmuel by Nachmeni Amar, "Hashem malach geus lavish." Hashem has reigned, he wears grandeur. Rizk Nafka Amar, "Roni, Roni, Ashita," that they sang, sing, Shita, Akesha. Rashi says, "Aron Atse Shita," that was made out of Shitam. "His snowfifi berov adarech, be exalted in your beauty, hamechushekes berikei, berikme zahav," it was covered with pure gold, right? Inside and out, it says, "You're girded with golden, hamehulala bedvir armon," glorified through the book of the palace, right? She says, "Sifra Torah shel Moshe betochel, v'aron mehulal mefor, bamesh betochel," was glorified from that was inside of it. "Umefora ba'ade adayim," and are adorned with the crown of crowns. Rashi says, "Ve'ein lecha ade gadol mizeh." The greatest thing you have over here is the fact of the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu that's written in there. Ravashi masnila lahadu Rabbi Yitzchak ha. Rashi taught that Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Nafcha said, about the following. It says, "Vayhi ben so Aaron, vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem," when it would go to on its way, Moshe would say, "Get up and let your enemies be scattered, those who hate you flee from before you saw my Amru." What did you say at that point? Or maybe it's like Roni Roni Ashita. Then they sing Roni Roni Ashita. Amarav, Kaman Karu Parsoi Lisifra Devir. In accordance to what do the Persians call the book a Devir? Mehacha, from here. Vishem Devir Lefanim Kira Sefer. The name of Devir was formerly known as the city of a book. Amaravashi, Kaman Karu Parsoi Lenida Dashtana. And according to what pasuk do the Persians call the woman as Nida? What do they call him? A dashtana? Or says no trikon dalid derech shin nashim. Mehacha, they learn it from here. Ki derech nashim li, for the way of a woman is on me. Derech nashim is dalid is derech, and the shin is for nashim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.